So I am broadcasting from home this week, and I have a full disclosure for you, David, right now.
The ticket full disclosure.
This is full non-disclosure.
Okay, just me and you talking.
Yeah. Pop me down, Jay. For my own. So I got up this morning, you know, had a few extra minutes, so I said, I'm going to go jump in the shower. And, you know, kind of wake myself up a little bit. I don't normally get to do that on Sunday mornings just because I like to get out of bed and just drive out the door. That's pretty much what I do. I know you can't do that, but I can just roll over and get in my truck and drive up to the station.
You fire today, out of bed, like Sir Roy said.
Yeah, I'm like on a panic because I accidentally slept past the snooze. And so I'm just running to my truck and hightailing it up there, hoping there's not a slowdown on 75. But with the extra time this morning, I said, I'm going to go jump in the shower. And got in the shower, did my thing, grabbed my my trusty muscle shirt / I guess is what we call it. And I started looking for underwear. Can't find any. All dirty. So I am currently broadcasting at 9:24 on the ticket, dressed like...
Hold on. You're breaking up pretty bad here, Justin. Go back 10 seconds in your story.
Okay.
Go one paragraph up in your script. Because we script our whole show out.
My finger up the page. So I'm looking around trying to find underwear. And to no avail, they're all after I get out of the shower. So I'm currently broadcasting from home dressed like Winnie the Pooh. I only have a shirt on.
So no pants whatsoever. Like no...
None.
Is this the first time in ticket history that someone has done a complete segment completely beefed?
Just like Donald Duck
the whole
over there.
Show.
Complete beef out.
Yes.
How?
I'm planning on doing the whole show.
So you're in your bedroom. What if your mom or dad walk in? Do they know
not
to? Okay, so you're... Man, I couldn't do it. I applaud you. If I was just sitting in my house, just fully beefed out, I'd probably get a little sidetracked. I'd be like, eh. I'm kind of ADD, you know?
What?
Like, well...
An ape? And just start just...
What are you doing here?
You're not supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to be seeing you right now. It's too early.
You've ruined me for the rest of the show. Now
he's looking back at me.
Oh, Justin.
So why not just throw on some athletic shorts?
That's a possibility. I considered it, but I said I'm at home.
So will you just sit around naked in your house? Well, I guess
sure.
You're not technically naked because you have a shirt
no.
on.
No. Right.
Is it long enough to cover the goods? Cover the beef?
I mean, probably, but if I even tried to get something off the shelf right above me, it's coming out.
Can you tell us what chair you're sitting on? That way, when next time we come over there, we know.
I mean, you probably won't be sitting in my room, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
And no matter what chair you sit on in my house, I've probably been beefed on it.
A chubby.
Okay. I have a mental image.
So you're going to have to start bringing those like little like toilet covers that you find in public restrooms to sit
this
in my house.
Okay, so are you at a... I've never seen your room before, Justin. So are you mm-hmm. on a chair? Because I just... If you're beefed right now, I just think of you laying in bed, like, under a blanket, maybe. But I cannot picture you sitting at a desk or a chair with a shirt on and just... You're just wanged out.
Yeah, I'm sitting here at the desk I have in my room. It's like a little office desk. It's where I got my my gaming stuff. And just... pulled up like I'm about to go to work.
God, can you imagine all the underwear that's been thrown away at this place?
So you've got the angel on one shoulder pre-show saying, hey, let's get the Texas athletic shorts to throw on.
Dude, how do you know that's what the pair of shorts I have, right? I'm not even kidding. I have a pair of Texas shorts.
You and I have known each other for 7 years. I know what athletic shorts you have next
year. That's exactly what I have. I ever get a little cold, a little chilly down there.
And the devil on the other shoulder is just saying, nah, let's just beef this thing. Let's beef this radio. Yeah, what if your webcam gets hacked? And then you just...
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen the Black Mirror episode when he gets caught?
No.
Like that. No, it's not angled down. Like, the way my laptop is right now, I just see my face. So all you would see is me just constantly looking down, but that's about it.
Are you looking at mini Justin, kind of like how Norm looks at his producer during a show? Like, I'm
yeah,
talking...
Yeah, just to give me someone for an eye line.
I'm talking and you're seeing single eye.
Yeah, God.
Now every time you look at it, you're just going
to
hear my voice. Hey, Justin.
That would be an affliction that would ruin me if every time I look at it, now I'm talking. No. I'll put some shorts on at some point, but just not right now. I'm letting things... And I'm hanging out. I think that ultimately not having any clean underwear was a good thing for me.
Dudes are now I get obsessed to be with their wieners.
Is that a drop?
Yeah. But it's true. It's not a lie.
Yeah.
Got to clean those underwear.
It's all I've been doing since I've been sitting here.
Are you... Because I'm not familiar with your underwear situation, Justin. That's not a drop either. Are you boxers?
I'm glad you're not, by the way.
Boxers, briefs, or... I feel like... I don't know if I said it on this show or Bad Radio or The Hard
You definitely said it on you, and you're correct.
Okay. I feel like... I don't know what number I said, but I think it's up to... I'd say 85% of the adult male population is boxer briefs now. If you're tighty-whities, if you're Walter White underwear... That maybe it's a 60 plus thing, and that's just what you've always done. But if you're born after the year 1965, 1970. If you're born in the 80s, it's 100% you're wearing boxer briefs. There's no other. I mean, you can mix in cotton, multi blend, whatever. You're some type of boxer briefs guy. I don't know why they sell boxers or just tighty whities anymore.
Because those both have cons. The tighty whities are obviously just a terrible look, and I used to get like chafe when I was a kid when I would wear them, and that was horrible. And then boxers just scrunch up on you, and that sucks too. So boxer briefs are like a top five invention of the last 20 years, and you're absolutely right. Everyone should be wearing them, even women.
Yeah, okay. We won't discriminate.
But yeah, that's definitely what I wear and what I will wear whenever the laundry gets done. You may catch me like right in the middle of news going to flip the laundry to the dryer. But yeah, so full Winnie the Pooh over here.